We've kind of moved fast here because I'm sure we've already alluded to that. It wasn't always pleasant and fun. You left Glen Allen, and you said you were almost 17.
I was 17.
You were 17, and then where did you go?
Went to St. Louis, Missouri.
Why St. Louis?
St. Louis is where my birth father lived.
This is when you meet him?
Yeah, that's when I met him, first time.
He stayed connected to you, the fam? Well, then how did you even know he was in St. Louis?
I don't really know the full story of that, but I do know in my senior year, it was when we were reconnected. Or connected. I shouldn't say reconnected, but connected.
So you went to meet him for the first time. What was that like?
There aren't any words to explain it because I think motherhood kind of grows naturally. And I think fatherhood is something that grows through the process of being there. And he wasn't there. I had a positive affinity, I suppose, but nothing overwhelming.
Did he take you in and warmly embrace you?
I would say within the context of that world, I was very much warmly embraced by him.
Was he married?
Yeah, he was married, had a family.
And you lived with him?
I did not. I lived with one of his relatives. It was not an ideal situation, but what I needed to get out of that situation was that embrace and that welcome and that sense of being part of. And I think maybe that was all I was supposed to have gotten out of that.
What was your first job in St. Louis?
My first job in St. Louis was washing dishes, pots and pan room of a big downtown department store.
What was the name of that department store?
It's Scruggs, Vanderoot, I believe.
Okay.
Barnes, but it's Scruggs. It's a big department store in St. Louis.
Washing dishes?
It was worse than washing dishes. It was the pots and pans room. That was a little room by itself.
And was that better than picking cotton?
Yes and no. Because I was there by myself in the pots and pan room. It was wading in water up to your ankles. Everything that nobody wanted to clean came in there.
How long did you do that?
3 or 4 months, maybe 5 months.
How much money were you making?
Not much. I think $35 a week.
Were you able to keep that and use it for spending? Did you have to pay where you stayed?
I had to pay where I stayed. And I also sent money home to my mother.
Wow. And you thought, is this going to last forever? How am I going to get out of this one?
I don't know what went through my mind, but I do know I was never rooted there. I was never rooted there. I was never rooted in Glen Allen, even though that's my home. But I knew I was leaving. And I knew that St. Louis had a hold on me, but I wasn't holding St. Louis with the same hold. But I didn't know what that other place and thing would look like.
You had a high school diploma. Were you thinking about college?
I was always thinking about college, but I had no money.
You said you washed pots and pans for 4 months. Where did you go then?
Well, something really sort of strange happened. That was right during the midst of the civil rights movement in St. Louis. The news, ABC, NBC, and CBS, St. Louis on the news every night all across the country.
So we're talking the mid-60s, 64, yeah. The Civil Rights Act came about, so we're talking about 60.
It would have been 63.
Yeah, that's when you graduated.
Yeah, right. And it would have been that year. They were building the arch, and St. Louis was under siege. It was protests, people lying in the streets. They said, stop building the arch. Everything was shut down, basically. Garrick Utley was the news guy.
Yes, I remember him.
He was on the news every night. And Jefferson Bank and Trust was the point of interest. And they had never hired a black person to work inside the bank. As I understand it, no black people worked inside of banks. You could only work as a messenger. And that is to carrying the unused checks to the Federal Reserve System. So that was the protest. Black people were banking at banks, but they couldn't get a job inside the bank. Long story short, even though I was washing pots and pans, I was still trying to find something else. I went to an employment agency. I didn't have a resume. You know, you don't have to have a resume to pick cotton. I just told a lady what I did. I came from Mississippi, and nothing I said made sense to her. She said, well, we don't have a job for you. And I just walked out. But there was a Jewish guy, young guy, probably in his mid-20s, overheard her. He worked there. And as I walked out, he came to the window, he hit on the window, and he mouthed out to me, don't leave, wait till my boss leaves and come back. I'll stay late.
Don't leave, wait till my boss leaves.
I will stay late and come back.
Okay.
He had a job for me. And it was a job that was open at Jefferson Bank and Trust.
He was an officer or something?
No. He was a kid. He was a young guy, just worked at the employment agency.
So then he could say he had a job for you at the bank?
The opening at the bank, that was on their information at the employment agency. There was an opening. But the lady said, his boss said, there were no openings. So then I went back. He helped me fill out all the paperwork and everything, because I had never done that before, and sent it in to whomever at the bank. And I was hired. When I was hired, the civil rights marches ended. They started back to work on the arch.
So that became a news story?
Yeah.
Were you part of the news story? Your name?
I was in the history books.
Really?
Yeah.
First black to work inside a bank?
No. What happened is they had a black messenger. He went inside. I took his job. But I became the first black to go to banking school. There was a young son of the president of the bank. His name was Mike Ross. I said, I want to go to school. You mentioned school. That was my life. I said, I want to go to school, when they never paid for a black to go. The idea was that we were not smart enough to go to banking school. Well, they agreed that I would go, but my thinking is that I would go and not do well. But I made straight A's in banking school.
Where was banking school?
It was the American Institute of Banking in St. Louis.
How long did you go there?
I was there probably for about a year.
Working at the bank and going to school?
Bank, yeah. And then I was also working inside the bank and outside both at the same time.
Are you feeling pretty good about yourself right about now?
I am, but I'm very thankful that I was not comfortable. Because I always tell my son, comfortable does not mean you're successful.
Right. That's good. You said you were in school for a year, and obviously schooled for everything that goes on in a bank.
It was a total banking school.